Hi, I'm exhausted, but I have to do this audiobook now, otherwise I'm sure I won't do it, and my new theory is show up, and if you've read my blog, that will mean something to you, just talking about creativity and art and making sure you show up to do it and to try to do it and let creativity take place and not wait for some inspiration to come down like lightning on you. I wanted to talk about art versus technique, and what I mean by that is I've been sent a link by a good friend of mine about the Accorcher class, which is a man who teaches anatomy in sculpture and anatomy in drawing, it appears. I don't know much about him, but just from the gist of what I get on this website, and my friend thoroughly rates him, and his classes seem extraordinary, where they're using clay, I think it's clay, to create little skeletons and to help the artist get a thorough understanding of the human body and the skeletal structure, I guess. Looking at this makes me think about whether I want to do it or not. And I love sculpture, and as you may have noticed, Henry Moore is one of my inspirations. Yet I'm struggling with this because at the same time I feel that I'm not sure this would allow me to express myself, which is what I love about art. But equally I'm thinking, well, actually, to be a good artist, shouldn't I have a good understanding of technique? So here is the rub, really. And hence why this audiobook is called Art versus Technique. That to be a true artist, do you have to master the technique? Or to be a true artist, do you have to be truly expressive? Or is there actually no right and wrong answer? That some of the great artists are in fact very technical. If you think about the Sistine Chapel and the work there of the old masters. Or do you have to be thoroughly expressive and makes you a different sort of modern artist, the Rothkos and the Pollocks. It's an interesting one, isn't it? Love to hear your thoughts. Please do post any thoughts that you might have on my blog, Right Brain blog.wordpress.com. Yeah, that's the one. Cheers then. Bye.